I am willing to go and fight them, but as for going among them and being taken and hung up like a dog, I will not do it. No soldiers, let alone officers in Knowlton's Rangers, Hale's regiment, wanted to take the ignoble job of secret agent, an occupation considered inappropriate for gentlemen, and one best suited for blackguards, cheats, and cowards. And it was then, remembered Asher, that Hale stood by and said, I will undertake the business. Born on June 6, 1755, the sixth child in a large family, Nathan Hale was of good and middling and most respectable Connecticut stock. The first Hale, one Robert, reputedly descended from a knightly family in Kent, arrived in Massachusetts from England in the early 1630s and turned his hand to blacksmithing. He was evidently an assiduous one, for he managed to acquire several fields along the Mystic River. His son John attended the newly founded Harvard College, graduating in 1657 and becoming a Calvinist pastor of robust persuasion near Salem, where he participated in the witch trials, but later recanted his temporary insanity. One of John's sons, Richard, Nathan's father, left for Connecticut in about 1744 and